This is Ellie Fisher podcasting Perek Gimel, third chapter of the book of Nehemiah. So we left off that Nehemiah had started planning and encouraging people to build the walls, and he met some opposition from some of the local troublemakers, Sanballat and Geshem and Tovia. So at this point, Vayakam El Yashiva Kohen Hagadol. El Yashiv, the Kohen Gadol, got up. This is Kohen Gadol getting started. Vechav HaKohanim and his brothers, the Kohanim, Vayivnu et Shaar Hatzon. And they built the Sheep Gate. Right? So this is a gate that's just to the north of Har HaBayit. Himakid Shuhu. They sanctified it. Vayamidu Daldotav. And they erected its doors. Va'ad Migdal HaMeah. Up to the Tower of HaMeah. Kidshuhu. Ad Migdal Hananel. And to the Tower of Hananel. The layout of the old city in those times, that would be helpful if I could podcast a map. That's not going to happen. It extended further south than today's old city, meaning it went all the way to the, meaning the southern boundary for the most part was Geben Hinnom, and the eastern border for the most part was Nachal Kidron. So that was. It extended it for a little bit further south in today's old city. It included, you know, what's today Silwan, Kfar Shiloach, and part of Ir David, that whole southern section, you know, just that's outside of today's city walls. On the north side, it for the most part didn't go as far north as today's city walls, but there was there actually was like an annex that kind of jutted out. In the middle of the north, like imagine that it was, somewhat square in shape, but in the middle of the northern wall, that would kind of like it jutted out, and it included another section that was kind of appended to the top. So there were actually two northern walls. Right? There was an interior northern wall, and then there was another section of the city, and then there was an exterior northern wall. So there was a chunk of the city that was between the two northern walls. So that's the basic layout. Okay, pasuk bet. So we had the pasuk aleph. The kohen was taking the kohen gadol took the initiative. Ve'al yado. Next to that, banu anshei yerecho. Ve'al yado bana zakor ben imri. So it's basically going to go around the entire circumference of the wall, explaining who built what. Right now, the building here. I've mentioned several contemporary metaphors, contemporary parallels between the Shivat Zion in the time of Ezra Nehemiah and the Shivat Zion in the 20th century. I think that this would be similar to the Choma Migdal that happened in the late 1930s, that there was a land grab by the Jews to basically fortify their settlements, right? Make them defensible, make them protectable, create facts on the ground so that they can show that they're a real presence. And that's pretty much what they're building here. They're building Chuma and Migdal. So continuing, right, so Pasuk Bet, next to the Kohen Gadol and his brothers was the people of Yericho, and then Zakur ben Imri. Et Shar HaDagim Banu Bnei HaSana'a, and then Shar HaDagim, which is further north, in the northeast corner of Yerushalayim, was built by the Bnei HaSana'a. Hema Keruhu, they laid its roof, Ayamidu Dal Totav, and they erected its doors, Manulav, and its locks, Ufrichav, and its bolts. Va'al Yadam, Hechazik, Miremot Ben Uriah Ben Hakotz. Next to them was repaired by Merimot, ben the son of Uriah, the son of Kotz, Val Yadam Herzik Meshulam ben Berechia, ben Meshezav El, Val Yadam Herzik Tzadok ben Bana. So next to them was Meshulam, and next to him was Tzadok. The word Herzik means to prepare or to reinforce or to fortify. What that means is they weren't building. I mean, some parts they were building. The parts that were breached, they were building. And other parts, they were repairing. They were following the lines of the previous borders, the previous walls around Yerushalayim. Moving on. Vayadam herziku hatkoim. and next to them were the people of Tekoa, Va'adirei Hem, and their noblemen, Lohe Viu. Tzavaram ba'avodat adonehem. They didn't force their slaves. They didn't put their necks, meaning the necks of their slaves, to the work of their masters. Meaning they didn't force their they let their slaves build the wall of Yerushalayim instead of doing their own work. That Shar HaYishana. Right here it doesn't say Al Yado because it skipped, meaning it just described the outer northern wall, and now it's going to skip back to the inner northern wall. Shar HaYishana, the old gate, which was a gate that was inside the interior northern wall, and it's one of the few gates that doesn't have a landmark about it because it was an interior wall. It connected two parts of the city of Yerushalayim. It didn't connect Yerushalayim to outside Yerushalayim. So, Hechziku Yoyada ben Paseach, Mushulam ben Besodia. Right. It was reinforced by these two guys. Right? They put on the roof and doors and locks and bolts. Val Yadam next to them. Hechzik Melatia Hagivoni V'Yadon Hameronoti Anshei Givon, the people of Givon, a city not far from Yerushalayim. V'Hamitzpah and Mitzpah also. Same area, both in the tribe of Binyamin, Lachisei Pachat Iver Hanahar. So they built all the way to the throne of the governor of Trans Euphrates. Right? So apparently there was some kind of place that governor, who was the governor of the entire region, when he visited, he would hold court there, and that's where these guys built until. Al Yado next to him, Herzik Uziel ben Charhaya. Tzorfim, the goldsmiths. Ve'al Yado, Hechzik Chananya ben Harakochim, Chananya, who was amongst the perfumers. Ve'ya'azvu Yerushalayim. And they, Ve'ya'azvu here doesn't mean abandoned. It means like from the word ma'aziva, which shows up in the Mishnah, which means plastered. They plastered Yerushalayim arachom harachava until they reached the broad wall. So the broad wall is also part of this older part of the wall. It was a little bit thicker than the outer wall. It went back. The different kings of Yehuda built different areas of built up different areas of Yerushalayim and built different walls. That's what this is a reference to. Val Yadam Herzik Rifaya ben Chur Sar Chatzi Pelach Yerushalayim. Right. So this Rifaya, he was a ruler of half of the Yerushalayim district. So what this shows is that there were smaller, almost counties or administrative districts within Yehuda, that it wasn't all one administration. Yehuda wasn't all one administration. There were sub-administrations within that. We'll see more of that. Al-Yadam, next to them, Herzik Yedaya ben Charumaf v'neged Beito. Right, so this guy, Yedaya ben Charumaf, he reinforced that part and what was across from his house. Al-Yadam, Herzik Chatush ben Chashavnia. And so there were people, you know, they kept it local. People would, you know, people were building the parts of the wall that were closest to their house. Right, not everybody, but some. Mida Sheinit Herzik Milkiya ben Charim. A second portion was reinforced by Milkiya ben Charim, Chashuv ben Pachat Moav, and Chashuv, the son of Pachat Moav, Ed Migdal HaTanurim, as well as the furnace tower. Al-Yado Herzik Shalom ben Alochesh, next to him was Shalom ben Alochesh, Sar Chatzi Pelach Yerushalayim, Hu Uvinosa. So he and his daughters, his daughters also took part in building the walls, in the next segment. That's, you know, they built the next segment. Ichar Hagai, so now we're all the way around to the southeast side. Herzik Chanun, that was reinforced by Chanun, Vyoshve Zanoach, and those who lived in Zanoach. Him of Anu, Vayamidu Daltotav, Anunelv, Uban Uvrichav. Ve'elav Ama Bechoma, Ad Shar Hashfot. Right, so they reinforced a full 1,000 amot of the wall till they reached the Shar Hashfot. Ve'char Hashfot, Herzik Malkiya ben Rechav, Sar Pelach Beit HaKerem, he was the the head of the Beit HaKerem area, Hu Yivnenu, he built it, Ve'amid al Totav Manulav Uvrichav, and he erected its doors and its locks and its bolts. Beit Shar Ha'ayin Hechzik Shalun Ben Kol Chose, the fountain gate, right, where Kfar Shiloach is, was reinforced by Shalun, the son of Kol Chose. Sar Pelach HaMitzpah, and he was the head of the Mitzpah region, district, Hu Yivnenu, and he built it, Ve'talalenu, and he put on rafters, like covered it, Ve'amidu Dal Totav Menulav Bach Urichav, and he erected its doors, locks, and bolts. Et Chomat Breichat HaShelach, and the wall by the Shelach pool, that's the Shiloach pool, Ligan HaMelech, going down to the, descending to the king's garden, Bar HaMa'alot HaYordot Meir David, all the way into the steps that come down, that descend from the city of David. Acharav, Hechazik Nechemya Ben Azbuk, so that was the next segment, Charachat Zipalach Beit Zur, so he was the leader of the half-district of Beit Zur, Ad Neged Kivrei David, so he repaired it until opposite the burial places of David, Va'ad HaBrecha HaAsuya, until the Asuya here means manufactured or artificial pool, Va'ad Beit HaGiburim, until Beit HaGiburim, Achar, the hero's house, the house of the mighty man, which is some kind of landmark. Acharav Herziku HaLeviyim Ruchum Ben Bani Al Yado Herzik HaShavya Sar Chatzi Pelach Ki'ila Lefilko. And then, you know, it was the Levim, Rehum, and then Chashavya, who was the ruler of the half of the district of Keilah, and he did it Lefilcho, for his district. Acharav Hechziku Achayhem, next with him their brothers, Bivai ben Chinadan, Sachar Chatzipal Keilah, and he was the ruler of the other half district of Keilah. Vaychazek et yado, Ezer ben Yeshua, he was helped by Ezer ben Yeshua, Sar HaMitzpah, the leader of HaMitzpah, Midah Shenit, and he took on a second segment, Mineger Alot HaNeshek HaMikitzoa, opposite the ascent to the armory, at the corner. Acharav Hechera Hechzik, Baruch ben Zabai, Midah Sheinit. Right, he took a second amount, a second portion, and it was earnestly repaired. Right? That's how one translator translate Hechera Hechzik, that he took it very seriously to be Machzik, to hold it, to reinforce it. It's the word for the modern Hebrew word tacharut, maybe related to it, like competition. Charahechzik, like he took up the challenge. Ad petach beit al yashiv haKohen haGadol, until he got to the house of al yashiv the Kohen Gadol. Acharav hechzik Mireimot ben Uriah ben Hakotz midashenit. Then Mireimot took a second portion. Mipetach beit al yashiv. Atachlit Beit Al Yashiv, from the beginning until the end of the house of Al Yashiv. Acharav Echziku Akohanim Anshei Kikar, and then the people of the Kikar, of the plain, it could be like the Kikar HaYardin, is what it's talking about, that it's the people that lived there. They built the next part. Acharav Echziku Binyamin, the Chashuv Neged Beitam, and Binyamin and Chashuv built the part facing their homes. Harav Hechzik Azariah ben Maaseya, then Azariah ben Maaseya ben Ananya Itzel Beito, also the part next to his house. Harav Hechzik Binui ben Chinadan Midashenit, and Binui a second portion, Mibayit Azariah Ara Mektsoa Vara Pina. From the house of Azariah until the place where it turned, the corner. Palal ben Uzai mineged hamiktzoa v'hamigdal. So from the corner, and the tower, that comes out of the king's palace, the upper king's palace, Asher leChatzar HaMatara, which is near the Chatzar HaMatara, the court of the guard, which was a prison. That's where Yirmiyahu was kept. Acharav Pedaya ben Parosh, right? That was and that was repaired. After that was prepared by Pedaya ben Parosh. So you have Palol, and then you have Pedaya. Anetinim hayu yoshim ba'ofel. The Netinim lived in the Ofel, which is a part of Yerushalayim. Part of Yerushalayim that's just south of Har HaBayit. Ad Neged Shar HaMayim, until opposite the Shar HaMayim. Shar HaMayim was also just south of Har HaBayit. Amizrach, toward the east. V'Hamigdal HaYotze, and the tower that came out. So that's the section that they repaired. Right, that describes the boundaries of where the Netinim live. So Acharav Ichziku HaTekoim Midasheni, then the people of Tekoa did another portion, Mineged Migdal HaGadol, from the large tower, Ayotze, that jutted out. Ad Chomata Ofel, they got to the wall of the Ofel. Me'al Shar HaSusim, above the horse's gate, right, which actually led into the east. It was on the eastern wall and led into Har HaBayit. We're getting back to where we started almost. Hazikto HaKohanim, it was repaired by the Kohanim. Ish leneged beito, each person opposite his house. Rav Hechlik Tzadok ben Imer neged beito, then Tzadok by his house. Rav Hechlik Shmaya ben Shchanya Shomer Shar HaMizrach, then Shchanya, who was the guard of the east gate. Acharav Hechlik Chananya ben Shalemya, V'Chanun ben Tzalaf. And then those two rebuilt. Hashishi. Ben Salaf, the sixth son of Shalaf. Midasheni, they did it again, meaning a second portion. Rav Hechzik Meshulam ben Berechia neged Nishkato. And then Meshulam repaired it opposite his chambers, his office. Nishkato is similar to Lishkato. Rav Hechzik Milkiya ben Hatzorfi ad Beit HaNetinim. Then Milkiya ben Hatzorfi repaired up until the Beit HaNetinim, Vaharochlim, and the perfumers. Neged Shar HaMifkad, opposite the Hamifkad gate. It means the gate of command, but it was a proper name. Adal Yatapina. Until the upper chamber of the corner, meaning it was on the corner, there was some kind of upper chamber that was used as an observation post. Uvein Aliyatapina, and between Aliyatapina, Lishar Hatzon, to Shar Hatzon, which is where we started, the goldsmiths and the perfumers they reinforced it. Rochlim could also mean merchants, but it's see later that it probably meant like perfume sellers, perfume merchants. Okay, so that's we got back to where we started from. So their adopt a highway program went all the way around. Completed the circumference. Vayehi. Kaasher shama Sanballat ki anachnu bonim at chuma. When Sanballat heard that we were building the wall, vayicharlo, he got angry, yichas harbe, he got really enraged, vayel egal yudim, and he started making fun of the Jews. Vayomer lufnei achav v'chel shomron, he said in front of his brothers and in front of the army of Shomron, vayomer ma yehudim amulalim osim, what are these destitute Jews doing? Hayaz vulahem? Are they going to plaster the whole thing? Hayez bachu? Are they going to offer sacrifices? Meaning, are they going to finish it and then, you know, to be able to offer sacrifices? Hayichalu bayom? Are they going to finish it all in one day? Hayichayu et hayavanim me'arimot ha'afar? Are they going to resurrect these stones from the piles of dirt? Himasrufot, when they're all burnt? Here there's another interesting parallel to the contemporary return to Tzion. You know, this kind of making fun of the Jews, part of what Nehemiah did and part of what the modern returnees to the state of Israel did, to the land of Israel before the state, was to shatter the myth of Jewish powerlessness. The Jews had seemed powerless for so long in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, as well as in modern times, right, that it took an active process, right? You know, a conscious decision that we're not going to roll over. We're not going to act powerless. We're actually going to do what we need to do to defend ourselves. Nevertheless, there was some truth in what these people were saying. Tovia Amoni Yitzlo. Tovia Amoni was next to Sanballat Vayomer, and he said, "Gam Asher Him Bonim Lo Im Yaaleshu Al Farat Chomat Avneim." Even that which way they built, a fox can go. If a fox goes up, he'll be able to break down their stone wall. I mean, it's not a very strong wall. And now Nehemiah is speaking again. Shema Eloheinu, listen to us, O God. Ki hayinu buza, that we were disgraced. V'hashiv cherpatam al rosham, return their scorn upon their heads. U'tneim leviza, make them scorned. Be'eretz shivya, in a land of of captivity. Va'al t'chasa alav onam, don't cover their iniquity, chatatam, and their sin, milfanecha, from before you. Al timache ki yichisu l'neged habonim. Don't let their sin be blotted out, the fact that they agitated against the builders. Va'nivne et achoma, so now here's Nehemiah's summary. We built the wall, Vatikasher kol achoma, the entire wall was joined together, ad chetzia, up till half, meaning they finished building it up to half of its height. Vayu leva amlasa, the morale was good. Okay, so they hadn't finished anything yet, but morale was good, and they were ready to continue. And we will continue tomorrow with Perek Daled.